Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
And one of the things we're talking about right before we went to break, just talking about the movies you saw, you know, like your first horror movie that kind of stuck in your head. You had The Swarm, Ted, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, yep. Mike, Ghostbusters, a scene from Ghostbusters 2. For me, it was Alien. Well, everyone had those moments. So people on the text line are chiming in. Watership Down. Somewhat familiar. I don't know a lot about it, but everything I've heard is apparently if you're a kid, this is the single worst thing you could possibly watch.
Is that the one that Miles watched?
With the rabbits?
Is that the one the rabbits? Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, yes. Yes, that's horrible.
Okay, yeah. So
a lot
Watership
of blood,
Down.
Cartoons. They showed it at the same time every year. I'm not sure why.
But why did they only show it to kids? I've never seen it. But every adult I've talked to that saw it, one, everyone saw it as a child, not as an adult. And they're like, it was the worst experience that I've had with a movie. Maybe that's why they don't do it anymore. I don't know.
It was terrible. They show it like Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm dead serious. Like, you're like, why is this on?
Yeah. So Watership Down, they said I saw that at the age of 8 with my parents. My parents apologized. Phantasm 2, I remember that movie.
Medusa 2.
Oh, from the claymation.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, that freaked me out.
Yeah, let's see.
You know, they remade Watership Down in 2018.
Why? No one was clamoring for that. All I hear are horrible, horrible memories. Scene from the movie It, the original one with Tim Curry, where the kid showers in the school locker room and the clown crawls out of the drain. Had to shower with my eyes open for a long time. Yeah. So much soap in my eyes.
Literally, they're just like, he pushes the little strainer that's off there and he opens the doggone thing up. Yeah, if you're a kid, I can see what that would.
Someone says, I saw the original Candyman when I was 9. I like this move. I told my mother it's a sequel to Willy Wonka, so she let me rent it. To this day, I cannot be in a bathroom with the lights off in front of a mirror. I am 41 years old.
The imagery of that one is just terrifying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm 44. I'm not scared of the dark. I'll walk out to my fridge and grab a sip of something out of the refrigerator. But if I go into that bathroom, because I know that mirror's going to be there, I first put my arm in and turn on the light.
Okay.
I mean, in theory, I could pee in the dark. I could figure it out. I refuse to. Bathroom light needs to be on.
Because of Candyman.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gene. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, fellas? You guys are bringing back so many weird memories of movies I've sheltered away or just plain old forgot because I was stoned.
Fair enough.
On that tip, man, my parents took me to see one they probably shouldn't have. Dad wanted to go to the Cinerama because it had just been remodeled and it was all new and cool. That was like the cool place to go see movies, right? Pulp Fiction was the new hotness at the time.
How old were you?
I'm 43 now. I'm going to go with like 12, 11 or 12.
All right.
I was pretty confused.
What was the scene?
A lot of dialogue.
Well, what was the scene that disturbed you? Because I know the one in the movie that disturbed me.
Break out the gimp?
Yeah.
But I feel like as an adult, that's more disturbing.
Well, I understood it.
The downstairs of the pawn shop scene was pretty freaking weird for me as a 12-year-old.
All right.
So how old are you now?
43.
All right, that makes sense, because I remember...
I love this movie.
Yeah,
by all means, you know. Great flick.
Right, I'm with you. My brother had seen it, and he was like, you got to go see it. They were going to go back and see it on a Saturday night. And I credit it with being one of the funnest nights of my life, because we got Taco Bell afterwards, like 11. I was like, this is insane.
Right.
But that scene, I'm with him, because I was 13, 14. I mean, that scene sticks with you. And then, yeah, like it was a good movie, but I don't think I fathomed.
Well, that whole movie, they're jumping around the whole time. I was having a real hard time keeping track. Shoot, my adult brain couldn't wrap around to that without seeing the movie 6 times. At 12, I was like,
But you remember the GIMP. I mean, that's the thing, man. Correct. I'm right there with, and I was a grown-ass man when the movie came out. You know, my 20s, mid-20s, went to see the movie, enjoyed the movie. But again, the conversation we had when the movie was done, like, yo, man, I didn't see that GIMP scene coming. You know, like that.
Same with Silence of the Lambs.
I mean, I saw that as an adult. The Buffalo Bill crap, I was like, this is weird. Plus, yeah. I was in West Virginia, and the movie was supposedly taking place in West Virginia.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
That house and that guy. Yeah. And all the weird stuff. I'm like, this is weird.
I was in my 20s before I saw Deliverance. I was already kind of scared of the woods growing up in the city, but that, I was like, screw that.
Yeah. There's no good age to see Deliverance. There's not.
No. And I'm convinced it happens. Not just in Appalachia. You know what I mean?
Well, like, okay, what about the crypto guy? All right, that's different. Guy. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
All right, so this guy
New
York, his business associates basically kidnapped him. They beat him. They tied him up. They whipped him. They urinated on him. They jammed him in a room. He was in there for days. He finally breaks out, and these guys get arrested. But they're 50 years old. You know, like they were going to kill his ass.
Right.
But I mean, they were torturing him in this room for days. I mean, when you're urinating on somebody because you want their crypto password, like that kind of stuff, right. All over his face. It's like, Jesus, God, man.
And these are like...
These are bankers.
Wall Street types.
That is correct.
God.
Both of them were just busted. I was like, wow.
That is a scary world.
But Wall Street...
Well, the crypto stuff, just because... I'll just say I know friends... inadvertent way, I know a couple people that are like crypto people.
Yeah.
And like... They don't really announce where they're holding their stuff and everything because that happens when they go to other countries. Like, some they'll get kidnapped.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid, there was this movie called The Legend of Boggy Creek. Okay? And in this movie... There was this Bigfoot-like creature that had been terrorizing this town. And if I remember correctly, it was in, like, Louisiana or something, or Arkansas, one of those places down. Anyhow, one of the scenes was this young teenage girl babysitting some kids in this single-wide mobile home stuck out in the middle of the woods all by itself when this one Bigfoot-like creature... was outside the mobile home and was like pounding on the roof of the mobile home. And of course the kids and the girl are inside screaming and stuff. And what are we going to do? And oh my God. And I just remember after that, just being so afraid of even looking out my window at night. I was afraid that if I like opened the curtain of my bedroom, that the Bigfoot would be standing right there.
Staring at you.
Through the window, staring at me. Ready to get me. And yeah, I like I said, that was, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
All right,
I'm reading about it now. So it came out in 1972. All right. One of the things that may have stuck with you as a kid is if you heard that this is a docudrama. So reportedly, this is based on things that actually happened. All right. So if you hear that as a kid and you're watching this, yeah, basically
it's like the Blair Witch Project.
Right. It is small town Arkansas, described as being completely covered in reddish brown hair, leaving three-toed tracks and having a foul odor.
Now, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Not really. Not now, because I think after all these years that they would have found a body or someone would have killed one or captured one.
Do
or
you
something
believe
like that.
In Bigfoot?
I mean, I don't know. You think you'd find a skeleton, something, right?
Something.
Yeah, but I don't want to be out in the woods by myself, you know, anymore type thing. I'd be afraid of, you know, what was that noise? it is Bigfoot.
Okay, like, but I was going to ask you this, right? So you're in the woods by yourself. You're scared. Now, are you scared because you're thinking there's bears and cougars, or are you scared because you're imagining what weird thing might be out there?
It's always your own imagination and stuff that gets the best of you. Like, I was stationed in Germany in the Army, and I used to take Stephen King books with me, and I'd be doing, Camo night shift. And at 1 a.m, I'd have to go out and change over the generators. And you can't hear anything because the generator is so loud. You can't see anything because it's pitch black. And you can't use your flashlight because, you know, you're in a field environment. And you have to have red lenses on your flash. So it was scary. And I remember that last 10 feet to get back into the combo hut, I would race to get up into the back of the combo hut and close the door and lock it real fast.
I'll tell you this. Oh. For some reason, we were at a farmhouse in Germany. But we were kind of in the woods.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit in the middle of nowhere.
We were in the woods.
But, man, it was dark at night, and it was very Hansel and Gretel-ish. I can't really explain.
No, that's exactly what
it was. For some reason, it was much spookier than I thought it would be at night.
Random bread everywhere.
Just go outside and smoke a cigarette. I'm like, man, this is kind of spooky. I don't know why I had that thought.
It was.
It just was.
Because it was kind of creepy looking. I mean, one, you're in a place that legitimately is old as dirt, right? And you said it's all these rolling hills. And like you said, it's either trees or rolling hills. And you felt like, well, you're smoking a cigarette at night. Like, anything could be looking at me. Because as best I can tell, I'm the only thing next to a source of light. I am next to a house with a light on, and I have no idea what the hell's out there.
Correct, and like that little town, kind of, right? Wolfrout House, and had stuff in it. But where we were, just outside of it, was technically, I think, just a village.
Yeah, it was.
And, like, when Miles and I went to the store and came back, like, there's nobody out on the streets. There's, like, one church.
The trees are so high.
Three houses. Like, it was very weird.
Two-lane winding road.
Yeah.
Just felt like a wolf would come out, you know, like with a picnic basket or something and a bonnet on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know. I mean, something weird.
Picnic basket.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of had that, like, fairy tale vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the wolf will eat you. I don't know.
All the bill. I mean, yeah.
It was dark. Whatever. After a fourth grade class in Florida was shown the slasher film Winnie the Pooh, Honey and Blood by their math teacher, experts are now warning that horror movies can really upset children.
Experts. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I could have told you that.
Yes.
A mental health counselor says their brains are not fully developed, and so they're not processing things the same way that adults do. Because every child is different, it is important to consider their personality, their exposure to things like frightening films, and the potential reaction to the material. Sometimes they say that these movies can be beneficial for some kids, but not the majority.
How so?
As far as maybe bad for sleepovers, or after parents have gone to bed, or in the middle of a math class. So they're saying that 20 to 30 minutes of the movie were shown before it was shut down because the kids began to complain.
I can believe it.
And they were fearful. Our question, good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hola.
Hola. Oh, man, so I watched Fire in the Sky. That one scared me to death when I was a little kid.
Don't know if I know that one.
Guys
that
abducted
was,
by
alien
aliens.
Abduction movie based on a true story about a guy down in Arizona getting abducted, and then he was gone for 5 days, and then he came back and had some crazy story about being abducted, and all kinds of experiments done.
You know what makes this story more believable is that he wasn't married. Like, if he disappeared for five days and he's married, I'd be like, oh, you got abducted by you. Oh, okay, buddy. I hope your wife buys it. Right, but a single dude, he's like, hey, I saw that movie in the theater. It was okay. But
I wonder if that's ever been done.
What's that? Pulled off that line.
You're with your girlfriend in a hotel six. How do you get out of this one? Alien abduction.
I was abducted, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
4 days.
Like, seriously, I don't remember. I mean, I remember bits and pieces, but yeah, I was abducted by aliens.
You touched on it, though, man. When I was growing up, I was always interested in horror movies, and I always liked to kind of watch trailers and whatnot and look at the movies when we were renting movies and stuff like that. But the thing that always caught me, that always just really piqued my interest, is when they started doing that based on actual events. Like, oh my God, this actually happened.
Right, because
like,
if you're a kid, right,
that's
terrifying.
Yes. Well,
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not just, well, it happened to me as an adult, right? I rent a cabin after Christmas over on the peninsula by the Saldock River.
All right.
Right? So you're right by Forks. So I had never seen that goofy vampire movie.
Twilight.
The girl I'm with says, let's watch it. I said, okay. Then she goes to bed, and I, you know, it's got a hot tub, so it's only like 11, so I'm going to sit out there and enjoy the hot tub. And, you know, I'm probably smoking something, and I'm just staring at this river and all this moss and fog. It scared the crap out of me. I was like, something's going to run out of that woods.
Twilight.
A vampire or something. Like, I just was convinced.
What was this, Forks?
It was.
I mean, essentially on, like,
it was like basically like 20 minutes before Forks.
All right.
Yeah. And again, I was just like, all right. So I just hopped out, closed it up, went inside, locked all the, made sure all the doors were locked. I was like, I'll just watch TV in here. Yeah. And I've done it on the beach, too. Like Ocean City or something. I was an adult sitting on the beach at night, like, ah, this is peaceful. Then eventually it gets in your head somewhere that a tsunami could hit.
You don't know.
A
tsunami.
There's no warning. I don't have my phone with me. And I'm just imagining people in their places watching me just pop up and then sprint off the beach.
What the hell is up with that guy?
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, yeah.
So the one movie that stuck with me, I'm 28 now. This is when I was about 7 years old. We were watching Amityville Horror, and the scene where it's some lovemaking, and you look at the backboard of the bed, and an Indian chief pops out. I literally jumped over my mom about 2 feet away, went into the kitchen, and started crying my eyes out.
You know what? I'll tell you what, and I'm not making this up. There was one before the one you saw. Not much different. Same idea. It's the same
house. The one that
came
out in the 70s,
same crowd, right?
Yeah.
But when I went to look at homes, either to rent an apartment in, to buy, wherever I live someplace, if I saw one of those barn homes.
Barn style windows, nope.
It was no. It was a dead no. I mean, absolutely not. I am not buying that. I mean, no.
No, I'm right there with it.
I'm being dead serious.
We looked at all kinds of houses when you're trying to buy a house, and the nice thing is neither me nor my wife had a specific style of house at him. We need a colonic. We're like, look, dude, we'll find
a house. Look, if it's a nice house, I'm fine. But if it looks like that, I'm not buying it.
But we did roll up to one address, and the pictures they had online are from the front of it, right? So maybe it was a colonic. I don't know. But either way, as we pull up in the driveway and start walking around the side of the property, it had those barn windows, man, and it goes exactly back to Amityville Horror. And I looked her dead in the face. I said, no. She's like, for real? I said, listen, man, I'm telling you right now, it could be gold-plated inside, right? There's no chance of buying this house. That movie ruined me on that for years.
Our question, good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? This will surely stick with one 13-year-old girl down in California. Now, the good news is that she takes jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
But she had to use her training and her skills to fend off an attacker who is now wanted by police. The girl's name has obviously not been released. She was walking home from school in Carmel by the Sea on the 6th.
Damn.
Man stepped out from between two vehicles, tried
Carmel.
To punch her. Carmel, yeah. Tried to punch her in the face. When I say caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel. That sounds better to me, though.
I mean, it does. I just, when you said that, I'm like, oh, that is, it's like, I mean, that is so fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. She blocked and punched him, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple times, spun him around, and threw his ass to the ground. According to her instructor, she had stepped on his foot when doing all this, and when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle.
Damn.
Now, the girl's been taking jiu-jitsu for 3 years, ran home while the man was still on the ground, and police have released a sketch of the suspect. And they're doing everything they can to figure out who this person is that is responsible for what happened. The man was acting unusual, like potentially under the influence, blah, 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 blah. Either way, the 13-year-old girl kicked his ass, and she hopes her story inspires others to learn self-defense.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I think it might.
It could have ended a lot worse, but because of her 3 years of training, the sad story actually had a better than ending at most, according to the youth center CEO, whose center she was actually walking to after class.
I mean, look, man, when I was 13... based on what I knew then, if someone tried to kidnap me, I would have been kidnapped. That would have been the story. Steve Hill is missing. It would not have been. He took him down. There's zero chance. Last heard screaming and crying before he's being stuffed into a car.
Our question, good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK. Our question.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
To good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's two interesting ones from the text line. It says, an open casket funeral at 7 years old for my cousin who was 10. No warning what I was see. Nightmares for a long time. That's even worse when it's someone roughly your age. But yeah, the first one I went to was for my grandfather. And it was okay. I did not know it was going to be an open casket funeral. Right? So traveled a couple hundred miles to Virginia. You go in there, and they said something about the viewing. And the only really thing I knew about funerals was when they're done talking here, we go to the cemetery, you put the coffin, right? Mm-hmm. I had no concept that you might see a corpse, because legitimately, that's what you're looking at. So when we sat down, it's hard to explain, because they're kind of up on that stage a little bit. So I see that the door looks like it might be open to the coffin, and to me, it's like someone left their window down in the car when it's raining outside. So, like, I'm nudging my brother, and I'm like, man, I think the door's open. He's like, it is, dummy. It's an open casket funeral. I'm like, what does that mean? Because that, to me, sounds like there's no one in there. So maybe his body's somewhere else, you know. I don't know how it all works. Anyway, at the end of the service, you know, you get up and say your goodbyes. And I remember getting in line. I'm like, maybe the eighth person back. Then I realized, like, oh, God, yeah. That's my freaking grandfather laying there, man. I could not take my eyes off him. It was just, that is not what I expected to see. Yeah.
Well, Uncle George, we were playing checkers and he died. All right, so we're in the middle of a game. I do remember this, because I'm like six or seven.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I'm glad you do.
Well, he just got back from the hospital. He was in, you know, in care for like a week or whatever. So he's discharged. He's back in his room in his bed. We always play checkers together. So he's laying in bed. The checkerboard's on the bed. And
I can't remember what the deal was exactly, but I just kind of thought maybe he just took a nap.
Yeah.
So I won. I beat him. Like, I just moved his pieces.
Taking advantage.
I'm just jumping all over the right. place with the king, you know. So I set up the board again, and now he's not moving. So I do the first move, then I do his move, then I try to wake him up. And I'm like, this doesn't seem right because I couldn't get his hand off the part of the board. He wouldn't move his hand.
Oh, right, right.
Went and got my grandma. She comes in. I'm like, Uncle George doesn't look very good. And then, like, they moved me upstairs. And then from the outside window, like a half an hour later, I could see, you know, the ambulance come. Oh. No lights.
Right.
Uncle George goes back out. I'm like, oh, Uncle George is going back to the hospital.
You know? that's your thought.
Because there's no, you know, there's no urgency. They're just wheeling him out.
Sure.
They didn't put a blanket over top of him or anything. It was just him on a stretcher. So I figured he's just going back.
How long before they explained, like, oh, he's not coming back?
That's the thing. I remember playing checkers. I don't remember ever getting an explanation.
Right.
Maybe I did, but I just didn't understand it.
Right.
I was going to say, if you're six, you'll remember that. It is hard to explain. It's also terrible. Those stories happened all the time with medicine back then. It's like my mom, like her dad passed away when she was like a teenager.
All right.
But same thing. He had been in the hospital, came home, and then like 2 days later dies in the house.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Die in our hospital.
Look, I'm sure that most people would prefer to be at home. You know, all things
I think
considered.
They just didn't have the technology to test for stuff.
Right.
So, like, what's,
this is
like,
as good as we can do.
Right. Like, he had a heart attack. I'm pretty sure he probably went in there originally with a heart. It was like, something's wrong with my chest. And then they went, all right, he seems all right now.
Yeah, let's go home. Yeah.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so this isn't as traumatizing as some of the things that people are saying, but one of the things that's always stuck with me is I was traveling with my dad when I was around 10 years old, and we were going through a truck stop. And as we're at the truck stop, my dad was filling up, and I found a woman's wallet. And when I grabbed it, I opened it up, and I saw just a bunch of money in it. I remember, like, as a kid, I just saw a bunch of hundreds, and I don't know how much money was in there. But I was just like, holy cow, this is so much money. And I was always told, if you find this money, somebody's going to need it, so you need to turn it in. And I went to find my dad, and I couldn't find him. It turns out he was in the restroom, so I'm walking around and walking around. I go to an attendant, and as I'm talking to the attendant, I said, hey, I found this purse out there. There's a lot of money in here. Someone's probably going to come back and get it. Can I give it to you? And everyone was freaking out, and the thing I remember most was how people were like, I can't believe you turned this money in. I can't believe you did this. And all I'm going is, this is what I was told to do. Why is everyone freaking out that I did what you asked me to do? So that's my story.
Because you know damn well they wouldn't have done it.
Because they took it. This kid brought the money back. We're rich.
Son of a bitch.
Right. Exactly. I'm making $4 an hour.
Yeah,
This lizard lot made hundreds.
Lot lizard, really.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Uh-oh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Anthony.
No Tony. He's gone. No Tony.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I have actually a couple. There was remember that movie Mask from the early 80s about that kid with that disease?
That was with Cher, right?
Cher and Eric Stoltz, yeah.
Okay. Kind of like an Elephant Man-ish type of thing. Yeah.
He got big old head.
My dad was playing a retreat at Catalina Island, and that was the movie they showed that night. I was probably 6 or 7. And I remember after watching that, I didn't want to sleep for a couple weeks. I was worried I'd die in my sleep. And
Is that how Stoltz dies in that?
Yeah, he just dies in his sleep in the movie. I'm not sure.
But isn't that based on a true story?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And what was his deal? I mean, I know he had like a big giant head.
No, he had the same thing John Merrick did.
Elephantitis, I believe it is called elephantitis.
Something close to that.
Right.
That's kind of what the same...
That sounds right.
So what was the movie? Basically, you get attached to this kid, the kid dies, a typical tragic, horrible...
But he's not cute.
That helps.
So that's why it's like it's heavy.
Yeah, but because, they're rooting for him. Yeah. Like, the movie's made specifically because you are as far from cute as it could possibly be. So now you become a champion on that side, right? You know, you're rooting for the ugly guy. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
E.T.
E.T. was ugly as hell. And for whatever reason, like, you were so ugly, I got your back, man.
Right.
You're right, E.T. People, like, you're so cute. I remember my uncle put it in perspective. The movie had just come out, and my mother, well, a million people, like, E.T.'s so cute, blah, blah, blah. My uncle, remember, he was drinking lemonade, as my mother was saying. Because everyone's talking about the movie because it was a big-time movie. Everyone had seen it. It's so cute. Blah, 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 blah. My uncle just takes a sip of this lemonade and says, Carolyn, E.T. looks like a turtle got pulled out of his goddamn shell. No. And he completely...
It's the truth.
He's right. But it ruined E.T. for him. I'm like, yeah.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
That is exactly what E.T. looks like.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Do you remember RoboCop?
Yeah.
So I wasn't watching it, but I went downstairs. My brother and my dad were watching it. And that, like, when RoboCop, when he's a cop and dies, it's like his...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a car hits him and he, like, explodes or something. Because somebody was in chemicals. And I remember just seeing that scene being like, like, oh, my God.
That's enough for me.
You know what? You remember the first Batman with that Tim Burton made with Jack Nicholson as the Joker? I remember being spooked out a little bit by the people that he turned into Jokers.
How old were you when you saw it?
I was fairly young. I was, you know, probably 6 or 7 when I saw it.
You're not wrong.
Like that. It was spooky seeing them, you know, pull the little mask off and they just got that creepy ass smiling face on.
There's little things you can't anticipate in a movie and you don't realize how your kid's going to take it. We're watching all those Avenger flicks, right? And I mean, as a young boy, it's superheroes. They beat people up. They fight.
Yeah.
There's explosions. There's like everything you can possibly want. They barely cuss. So we are knee deep. I don't remember which one it was. One of the two with Thanos, right? So these movies are like 3 hours long. We're about 2:45 into this. He's having a great time. And Thanos does something. I don't remember, but he starts killing some of the other heroes. Not when they turn to dust, but there's a few where he kind of splits them
There was one where geometrically, reality stone, and he starts like, he turns somebody into ribbons and stuff like that. Somebody turns into bubbles, and somebody like breaks down into little cubes.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm thinking this is pretty cool. My son looked absolutely terrified, and I realized, you know what, man, you have no concept of anything like this. So when he's watching this scene, I mean, it absolutely wrecked him, and I'm like, my bad, man. I figured it's superheroes. What could go wrong? That was it.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid... I had a group of, like, very close neighborhood friends that were all around the same age, and we had a green belt that stretched behind all of our houses. And so we used to go play back there, and one day, one of my buddies was like, hey, let's go see how far this goes in, you know, one of the directions. So we took it all the way down, and it ended up in these kids' backyard that we didn't particularly, like, you know, get along with, but, you know, they hung out with our crew sometimes, and their mom was in a hot tub, bare naked, with another dude that was not their dad.
Oh, oof. Oh.
Yeah. So we were like, I'm not going to lie, we sat there and watched for about 5 minutes, and then we were like, all right, we got to go. So we never told them.
Well, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, just don't. But damn. So how long did you get? Did you see her completely naked or just waist up?
Oh, yeah. She got up to grab a drink that was on, like, a little table on the other side. And, you know, it was the first naked girl any of us had seen. We were, like, you know, 10 and 11 years old. And we're like, oh, my God, you know. That mom was pretty hot, too. So
The neighborhood obviously knew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the gardener knew.
Jesus.
Somebody figured it out.
That's not his dad.
Yeah, somebody.
At least she was hot.
I was somewhere recently where that happened.
What do you mean?
Somebody was just like, oh, man, I know that guy. And then they were like, oh, no, that's not his wife. And then we were like, ooh, that's odd. And then luckily, like 2 minutes later, we were like, oh, there's his wife. It's just a group of people.
Okay.
Jesus.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I'm six and a half years old. Tremors comes out. My mom gets it on VHS. Says, you love the beach. Let's watch this. I swear to God, I still don't want to be in an open body of sand, and I'm 40 now.
From the movie Tremors.
What do you mean? Like, yeah, you wouldn't drive through Nevada or Nevada?
I wouldn't trust any large amount of sand ever again. No.
What about the dunes on the shore?
I mean, if there's water, somehow I feel safer. But if it's a lot of sand, and you know what? Beetlejuice made it worse. When he steps outside that door,
it's Beetlejuice and Tremors.
Well, we grew up in the world of quicksand. That was always the big scare tactic. All the movies. Every single horror, Dracula, Godzilla, they all got trapped in it. Everyone.
It was quicksand.
It was Batman and Robin. If you had a franchise,
$6 Million Man.
Creature from the Black Lagoon could get trapped in sand. It did not matter.
If you had a cliffhanger, it was quicksand. The last thing we saw for a week was you are basically up to your neck in quicksand. And as a kid, you're like, there is no fucking way this
survives. Dracula in quicksand. Blackula in quicksand.
Yeah, you name it.
Frankenstein in quicksand. They all ended up in quicksand. Doesn't matter who the hell
is. Sand doesn't bug me. It's more just the snakes.
No. Yeah, Fantasy Island. They get quicksand.
Quicksand. Mm-hmm. For sure. You know what movie scene?
Yeah, Joe, I think the cartoon got caught in quicksand.
This sounds so stupid, but the first time I saw my daughter.
Quicksand?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love Boat. The whole boat went into quicksand.
The first time I saw my daughter freak out in a movie, like a scene of terrified her, almost, it was Trolls, man. The
all
movie
right.
Troll. And like, look. I do not want to sit through the movie Trolls. It is rated G, which means every preview is rated G. It's horrible. But you got little kids, you sit through this thing. So toward the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the evil person that they're trying to avoid has captured them and has placed them all in a cast iron pot and then placed the pot on the stove because she's going to cut them. Now, as an adult, recognizing this is a G-rated movie, there's zero chance that she's going to cook and kill these trolls on screen. It's just not going to happen, right? I didn't realize my daughter did not know that. And I'm looking at her, and I mean, her mouth is hanging open. There are tears in her eyes. And I'm still not tracking that the scene is what's bugging her. I'm like, baby, what's wrong? She's like, they're going to die. I'm like, who's going to die? She's like, the trolls. So I don't want to say, listen, man, I ain't killing people in a G-rated movie. I said, well, you know, let's just wait and see. I have a good feeling about this. I feel like they're just going to sing something and things will be okay. So sure enough.
What do you know?
When all hope was lost, somebody starts singing these amazing trolls and they managed to get out of the situation. I remember she just looked at me like, oh, my God, it's amazing. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, they didn't actually kill the trolls in the movie Trolls.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Teresa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
So my father was a descendant of the Lucchese crime family.
Okay.
So back in the 70s, Godfather came out. He decided that we all needed to go see it, and I was 8 years old. And I did not sleep for months because I knew that horse head was going to be in my bed.
Yeah, that'll hit you at 8 years
old. Did you know at that time that your folks were into that kind of stuff?
My father, that's the first and only time my father ever went to see a movie.
Really?
Yes.
He sounds like a barrel of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, man.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I don't think I was not aware of the difference in business that people were up to.
Sure. You try not to share that with the children.
Right, yeah. I mean, just people were just doing things the way they wanted to do stuff. It was just the way they did it. You know, the only thing that you need to know is whatever group it is that's up to no good, the only thing they really don't want to do is pay the government any tax money.
Yeah, that's long and short
really
of it, right?
What it comes down to. They don't want to pay for, like, you know, the process of a building permit or...
Right.
Just stuff where you got to give government money for whatever reason. Like, not that it could... Not that all that stuff isn't justified and why it's there, but they tried to
but
avoid
they're not it. Going to pay
they it. Tried to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, of course.
Just did not want to... You don't need a license to do this. Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola!
Yeah, when I was about 4 years old, I saw Satan.
Satan,
all
and
right,
the
go
devil.
Ahead.
I was in an orphanage, and the nun's habit looked, if you any of you guys are old enough to know a show from a long time ago, The Flying Nun, that type of a habit with the points on each side. So it's about sometime in the middle of the night, and one of the nuns used to make a round before she would go to her quarters. And I was new in the orphanage, and I was laying there, and I saw this shadow walking down the middle of our... There's like 25 little babies. We're all about from brand newborns to 6 years old. And she walked down the row, and I saw that shadow, and I literally peed myself.
So you thought that she was really the devil?
Yeah, they actually even told us that was a method to kind of keep us in bed, to not be getting up and playing around.
They couldn't think of anything less, I don't know, mind-shattering than that is Satan. Hey, how long did you find yourself in an orphanage?
I was there from 3.5 to almost 7.
And then you were adopted, I guess, right?
I was, yeah. I was adopted to a family here in America.
Okay,
what
country were you in?
I was in Italy.
Okay. That to me,
that sounds like devil stuff. Yes.
Did you go to school every day during that time, or did they have a school at the orphanage?
No, well, we didn't have a school at the orphanage. We were too young. Education back then, especially, it wasn't that big of a deal. If they basically just were able to keep us fed and some clothes on our backs.
Have you been back?
Yes, my older brother. We were separated. I was adopted. He wasn't. And he found me when he went back as an adult to the orphanage. And they broke the rule and gave him our address.
Did you know that you had an older brother?
Not really. Other than I had my mother, my adopted mother, had typed up our case study, which she wasn't supposed to. So that's how I knew I did have a brother.
Okay. Where did you grow up here in the U.S.?
Lived 3 years in California, near Pomona, a place called Upland. And then I've grown up here in Tacoma the rest of the time.
Were you able to catch up educationally pretty quick?
Actually, yes. I skipped. My parents put us, they were very Catholic, and they put us, all their kids, through Catholic school. I went to kindergarten, first grade, skipped second grade, went to third grade.
Damn.
Right. I would have loved to have done that.
Can I get rid of anyone?
Can I get 1 year?
Just one year.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So I got one. I lived through it, but I'll remember it. I was 9 or 10, probably 9, sitting at the dinner table, just had dinner. I had a bad sore throat. So we had these, you remember those long rocket pop things, the popsicles?
Yeah. Bomb pop.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a bomb pop, and it felt good on my throat, obviously. So I was sitting there kind of trying to make the rocket pop, like, go all the way down to where my tonsils were for the most part. And, again, I'm like a little kid. And my dad just pops off. My whole family's there. We're eating. And my dad's like, oh, I'm just watching Amanda sitting here practicing oral S-word.
Oh.
And I had, like, no idea what that meant. I was just like, huh? Like, I didn't know what that meant. And so when I figured that one out, we had no Google back in those days, but we had school. And I figured that out, and I'll never eat a popsicle with my family again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we learned the other day that Taryn doesn't like people who eat bananas.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you ever seen the frozen chocolate-covered bananas?
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
So my cousin Tom, we were like 19, and I look over, and he's eating one at Disney World. My uncle goes, that boy's got tendencies.
Tendencies.
I mean, they're good. I like chocolate. I love bananas. I love cold stuff. It's just, it's an awkward shape to be putting in and out of your mouth.
You just want to eat in the privacy of your own home.
Popsicles are, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, any of that, like, it's fine. But, like, right, if I was eating one right now, I just caught eyes with Mike, and I'm just like, yeah, you'd be like, all right.
What you doing later?
10 most embarrassing song lyrics of all time. Coming up, we'll sit and spin it to 4:30. And emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.